This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying several women may have been offered money to make false claims about him. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office says that matter's now been turned over to the FBI. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid says these are serious crimes if they're true.
If the goal here was to get Robert Mueller fired, then certainly that could be an accusation of obstruction of justice. And anyone who participated in that could be guilty of conspiracy to obstruct justice.
She was speaking on MSNBC. A 24-year-old Indiana woman's facing charges of felony reckless homicide for allegedly hitting four children with her truck as they walked towards their school bus, killing three of them. The victims were 6-year-old twin boys and their 9-year-old sister. A traditional Boston duck boat parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series win will step off at 11 Eastern today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Acting Inspector General for the Interior Department is referring an investigation into Secretary Ryan Zinke to the Justice Department. It could be a sign the federal government's considering criminal charges, as Zinke is the subject of at least 18 known federal investigations into allegations of ethical misconduct violations. An infamous Boston mobster found dead in his prison cell. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Bulger was found unresponsive at a U.S. penitentiary in West Virginia, where he had just been transferred, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly afterwards. Authorities didn't immediately release a cause of death, but a union prison official tells the AP it is being investigated as a homicide.
Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump making a couple of stops in Florida ahead of Election Day, including one today. The Republican candidates for Florida governor and U.S. Senate, Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, respectively, are expected to be at the rally that starts at 7 near Fort Myers this evening. DeSantis will also join the president for a rally in Pensacola on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders will also be in Florida, stumping for the Democratic candidate for governor, Andrew Gillum. Sanders will be in Orlando this morning and in Tampa this afternoon. A Christian woman who is facing the death penalty in a Pakistani blasphemy case is free. Pakistan's Supreme Court overturning her conviction for blasphemy against Islam today. The mother of four had been on death row for 8 years after she became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. She was convicted of making derogatory remarks about Islam when neighbors objected to her drinking water from their glass, because she is not Muslim. She has always denied making blasphemous comments. And President Trump is calling recent turmoil on Wall Street, quote, just a little pause. The president tweeting yesterday, the stock market is up massively since he took office. He says people should be voting for Democrats if they want their stocks to decline further. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, never stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Perkins joins us, my good friend, author, columnist, and political commentator. And we've got lots to talk about here. Dan, how you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. I'm fine. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for being available to address these issues. I mean, all this controversy regarding the shootings, you know, it's just amazing what politics has reduced itself. There's just no room for compassion, is there, Dan?
It's not only there's no room for compassion, everything that happens, the left automatically spins it, it's Trump's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we could ever be civil, as the Democrats are trying to convince us that we should be, how can we be civil if that we see nothing, they see nothing in us that's good or positive? And mm-hmm. They don't want to give us any credit for anything that we've done that's been positive for the country.
Exactly.
It's not surprising that we are a divided nation, because the Democrats have decided that that's the only way they can try and rule, is to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, Dan, what they're doing is they're negating our American citizenship. I mean, what trumps all this stuff, if I can say that, is that we're Americans, and this is what it is, that we're Americans first. The other stuff, you know, the hyphenation and the tribalism and all this Republican Democrat. I mean, if we let go of being American, the Democrats have us right where they want us. And it's easy to peel away people and say, okay, you got 35-40% of America now leaning towards socialism and the hard left policies that have proven to be an absolute disaster. And this is not just under Barack Obama. This is, bathed in history. I mean, all you got to do is open up a history book and look under socialism, and you'll see what it does, how it crushes the people, how it kills people. It's an endless disaster. But I guess, like in democratic form, you just haven't given us enough money. We just haven't had enough time. If we had enough time, enough money, we'll prove, that climate warming, man-made influence climate change is there. We'll prove that socialism can work. We just cannot run out of other people's money.
Right. It's amazing that whenever you run it, like Cortez in New York or Gillum here in Florida, mm-hmm. Who's running for governor, they're quick to point out that, yes, socialism in the past didn't work because the people really didn't know what they're doing. And we know what we're doing. Therefore, we will make it work this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't given us any rationale as to why they, what magic bullet they've come across to make it work better. Mm-hmm. It's just the rhetoric that's coming out of their mouths that it's going to happen. And I find, Bill, that I am encouraged about the midterm elections because I think the American people, and I hope, I think and I hope, and I pray,
right. Mm-hmm.
that the American people understand that it's their choice of mm-hmm. how we're going to go as a nation. And if we're going to give the Democrats control of the House in this election, we're going to pay a high price, even if we have control of the Senate on the Republican side.
Exactly.
That things are going to slow down and change, and not for the better, for the worse.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's going to happen. No progress is going to be made. And it's going to be difficult for the president to do his job. I have no doubt, though, he will continue everything he can to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to make it even more difficult. And
we'll enter the world of executive orders, which is what existed under Barack Obama. But to your point here, Dan, is that here socialism is begging for more time. They can't articulate any kind of policy other than we'll give you all this money, which is mm-hmm. going to increase the national debt by tenfold at least. Mm-hmm. Which is just where is that money going to come from? Do we have so many wealthy people that they'll continue? We'll just take it from them and pay for all these giveaways and entitlement. I mean, the idea of our Constitution is self-responsibility.
Right.
But unfortunately, a percentage of America has been conditioned by Democratic policies to look for handouts. And along with handouts, what they're giving up is their own dignity. I mean, they lost it, for 8 years under Barack Obama. I mean, we had more people on welfare, less jobs available, regulations choking people to death and choking ideas that could have made America so much more productive and gotten us out of the malaise that we were in. And look what Donald Trump did within his first 2 years. I mean, there's such a stark contrast and reality between these two realms. So why would you want to go back to something you ran away from?
See, I that was very well said, and I appreciate that. That is why I think the Democrats are going to lose, because mm-hmm. I think the American people understand exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And why would they want to give it up? Why would they want to give up prosperity? Why would they want to give away the tax break that they had? Why would they want to give up their jobs? Why would they want to depend more on the government? All those things have nothing rational about them. Look at Spartacus, Cory Booker,
yes.
who said, I want to give $50,000 to every child in the country. $50,000. Because they need a start. They need a stake to get going in this country. Where does the $50,000 come from?
Yes.
Which is the question you asked a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
As we have all these programs, where does the money come from? I mean, we had Donald Trump say, 2 weeks ago, to all the cabinet officers, cut your budgets by 5%. I want to see your plan. We've got the budget. And we have Congress that wants to spend more. So it really is a very important time. I know a lot of people say this is the most important midterm election in our life, and it may very well be. But I'm being Pollyannish, Bill, but I think I give the American people, by and large, more credit, and I look at what the Democrats have done, and how they have screwed up the country, and Donald Trump in 2 years has started the company and the which is America, mm-hmm. business is America's business, starting the company in a new direction, where more and more people can prosper and grow and be active participants and build wealth, and I find that I got to believe that the majority of American people willing to give that up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom said, use your common sense. if it's reasonable, things that are reasonable are reasonable. Things that aren't. You know, it really is that simple. And as you say, you know, we have a lot of faith in our fellow citizens to look at this and break it down. I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need, but most amazing, I mean, that Donald Trump has been able to affect so much in a short period of time under, hey, the things that have worked previously. Why not? We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
Yes, who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Why is everybody always picking on me?
President Trump is not a fan of yours.
No, I'm not a fan of his either. I mean, I do believe the man ought to lose his job. I guess that makes us equal. My grandmother used to have this saying, never, ever, ever rest. wrestle with pigs. She said, because you both get dirty, but the pig actually likes it.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
And that was important for me because what I realized is what DeSantis and Trump want to do is to drag me into the gutter.
Yeah.
With them, right? Because they can survive getting dirty.
We saw what happened with the pipe bomber, with a person who believed Donald Trump when he said the press is the enemy of the people, and he acted on it. Donald Trump is not responsible for that man, but knowing that his words have that impact, will he retire that phrase now?
Well,
because what's to stop that from happening again? And so going forward, knowing that his words caused that man to act, he is responsible.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, Dan Perkins, if they didn't have President Trump to shoot arrows at, but, you know, they cannot seem. I mean, they're so stuck in their echo chamber that I don't think they even hear themselves that how, I mean, just. It's not even a fair-minded argument and debate, you know, that you would somehow link what President Trump has said, you know, in putting his hand on these mail bombs or, you know, on the shooter in Pittsburgh and, you know, the whole deal. And as you said earlier, the people are getting smarter all the time. But, you know, the thing is, just like, you know, Russian bots and Chinese bots trying to invade, you know, the election process, you know, voter fraud taking place, even though Eric Holder would want us to believe that voter fraud is non-existent. And I keep asking, I go, if it's so non-existent, you know, why are people getting arrested and convicted for voter fraud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But people, right, as you say, are getting smarter and they're understanding. But there's all these nuances. I mean, just like in Pittsburgh, you know, they said, oh, the Jewish leaders didn't want Donald Trump, you know, to be there. Well, you find out who the Jewish leaders were. They weren't really Jewish leaders at all. I mean, they were part of a group that is funded by George Soros' son, and they're anti-Trump, and you know, has nothing to do. In fact, you know, the rabbi of the temple says President Trump is my president. He's always welcome here. But yet, the narrative by the mainstream media was that Donald Trump was not welcome.
Yeah, and I think that the one of the most telling points of the rabbi was that when he was interviewed, he talked about how many emails that he got. And then he was very specific, and he said, what disturbed me more than anything else was the level of hate
mm-hmm.
that was expressed in the email. That is not who we are as a Jewish people.
Right.
We do not hate people. And so that's when he said, he's my president. He's welcome to come here anytime.
Yeah.
It's what I was saying at the beginning of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens, the left tries to inflame people against the president by blaming him for everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and on the other side of the coin, let me give you three pieces of information and a story that's about to get circulated. The Democrats are in trouble because of three things going on. The favorability rating of Donald Trump in the black community is going through the roof,
mm-hmm.
almost 40%. The Hispanic vote, the legalized Spanish voters, the favorability of Donald Trump has risen 10 points since the border crisis. And that says that the Spanish community is more in tune with what Donald Trump is trying to do. And then the third is union labor. The head of the AFL-CIO is out supporting what the president has been doing on tariffs and what he's doing for jobs for steel workers and everybody else. And so three of the primary constituents for the Democratic Party, blacks, Hispanics, and labor,
mm-hmm.
have moved towards the president. I don't know how they win the election.
I don't either. This is why I keep an eye on, you know, the polling stations to make sure that everything is according to Hoyle here, because it you know, I believe that the Dems are very desperate right now, and they're seeing this. They're seeing, Senate seats that, they could count on are slipping away. And, by some estimates, 85% or so, the Republicans hold the Senate. The
right.
tables are turned just the opposite regarding the House, but I think there's thumb scale, there's thumb on the scale type analysis being presented there. I just cannot.
Right.
I mean, certainly in some areas, California, I'm here in California right now. I know you're holding the fort for us in Florida, and I want to talk to you about Gillum in just a moment. But, in California, I mean, it's berserk. I mean, this one party state has got people so indoctrinated, and it's going, oh wow, you know, this is what you have. In fact, I wrote a commentary about it, is that, you know, welcome to California, the place that absolutely destroyed, you know, the city that you may have left your heart in, your heart in, uh-huh. in the midst of all the fecal matter, human fecal matter on the streets and, you know, and syringes. I mean, it's a disaster. But this is uh-huh. this is what they've done to the state and San Francisco specifically.
Yeah, and the Democratic candidate for governor, as I understand, wants to provide free health care for everybody,
of course.
Including illegals.
Of course.
And but what I'm hearing, and maybe you hear a different thing than what I'm hearing, because I'm 2,500 miles away from mm-hmm. that, there are more and more people, even on the local basis, who are rejecting what the Democrats are trying to do, that they're trying to literally destroying their state.
Well, they've got to vote them out, Dan. They've got to mount up an offense and vote them out. Cox has run against Newsom here for governor. But, you know, this has become a one-party state. I mean, Republicans have been gerrymandered out of the equation, uh-huh. you know, and look at what this one-party state has developed. I mean, the empirical evidence is so sound. I mean, Jerry Brown would like to say, hey, everything is going so well, and, you know, they've had more jobs and everything else, and you go, oh, wait a minute, the number one state in the use of U-Haul rentals is California. There are more U-Hauls being, you know, leaving, packed up, leaving the state
mm-hmm.
than any other
right.
state in the union right now. What does that tell you?
Right. This is an important election. And, mm-hmm. and granted, in many cases, in a midterm election, a lot of it is local politics. But I think with so many Senate seats up, and this is another piece that I've just sent out, which I think will be published today.
Mm-hmm.
What the Democrats haven't figured out, Bill, is that they've got all this focus on the House. Well, we have two justices, Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
mm-hmm.
who's over 80, and Breyer is getting close to 80. If they lose the Senate, and I think that there's a possibility that the Republicans get to 56 to 58. I've seen some forecasters say 62. The President Trump within the remaining 6 years probably has a chance to replace two Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them most likely will be the liberals. With a 60 vote majority, they won't have the stuff they had with Kavanaugh because
yeah.
they'll just vote him up. Her up and it'll be over, and they're going to lose. The liberal is going to lose
mm-hmm.
their seats on the Supreme Court,
yeah.
and Justice Thomas, I think, will also retire to allow President Trump to replace him with a much younger person who will serve 20, 30 years on the court, so that we could literally have a situation where it's 7-2 by the time Donald Trump would leave.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? That would be amazing. But look, I'll tell you what. This is the chance for voters, as you say, Dan, and we've been saying, to pull the lever and
mm-hmm.
to let the politicians know, and maybe they can say, "Can you hear me now? Here's the lever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now? We are
right.
not going to go and continue in this socialistic, progressive direction that the Democrats want us to go on. We voted in Donald Trump. We're going to send in reinforcements because, you know, the guy's doing a great job for his first 2 years. As he said, why would you fire somebody or make it more difficult for someone who's doing a great job, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about Gillum, but we know that things at a local level are being exposed big time there. And so we'll keep our eyes on the real news, right?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Dan Perkins, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying several women may have been offered money to make false claims about him, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office says that matter's now been turned over to the FBI. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid says these are serious crimes if they're true.
If the goal here was to get Robert Mueller fired, then certainly that could be an accusation of obstruction of justice, and anyone who participated in that could be guilty of conspiracy to obstruct justice.
She was speaking on MSNBC. A 24-year-old Indiana woman's facing charges of felony reckless homicide for allegedly hitting four children with her truck as they walked towards their school bus, killing three of them. The victims were 6-year-old twin boys and their 9-year-old sister. A traditional Boston duckboat parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series win will step off at 11 Eastern today. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Right now, Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain, washed away every stain. His name is mercy. His name is worthy. Worthy to take my place. Oh, what amazing grace. His name is Jesus.
Bill Martinez live.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, don't let people tell you the truth is relative, okay? Because when they tell you that, they want you to let go of your common sense to realize that truth is, in fact, the truth. It cannot be denied. You will turn yourself into all kinds of pretzels and exercises of pretzel logic that will explode your brain by letting go of these anchoring points that, hold these things self-evident to be truthful. If you think it's relative, Lord have mercy, you are going to be in a bucket of gum. This is what's been happening. Now, I want you to know that in regard to this midterm election that is now 6 days away, it is, as Jenny Beth Martin writes, about choices. And campaigns are about contrast. As I say, in just a few days, voters, you and me, are going to choose which direction the country will take for the next 2 years. With less than a week to go before the crucial midterm elections, the stakes are high. But just what is at stake, Jenny Beth Martin?
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Bill. And really, we have a choice to make about which party is going to control Congress. And there really is a difference in the parties. The Democrats showed us when President Obama was president that they're okay with sluggish economic growth. The 1.5% economic growth during his last term in office was satisfactory, and the Democrats were willing to settle for it. In fact, back then, President Obama was saying that the growth we were having was the new norm. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi has said that the tax cuts we have received are crumbs, and she doesn't care whether we get to keep the money that we've earned and that we are now getting back or keeping in our pockets to begin with in the tax cuts. They want to raise taxes. One of the very first times that I can remember is that Democrats actually now are saying they will raise taxes if they're in control. And yep. Yet with President – go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're on a roll. Keep it going.
With President Trump, we have an economy that is booming. We have a stock market that has grown 33% since he took office, even with the sell-off we've just seen in October, which happens fairly regularly in October each year. He's working to secure the borders. He is sending troops down to the borders right now to send a message to the caravan that's coming up into the rest of the world. We're serious about protecting our borders. He's given us more health care freedom. We've not repealed all of Obamacare, but at least now we don't have to pay. We're not penalized if we choose not to have insurance through the individual mandate like we had before. Mm-hmm. The tax cuts, lowest unemployment in history. It's an amazing it's an amazing thing that we're seeing with the economy growing, and all of this is with President Trump's leadership. And we have to send a message to the whole country that's what we want to see. We want to see this kind of growth because it benefits us personally. It makes our lives better. And then we can be more generous and take care of other people more easily when we're able to take care of ourselves first.
Well, to your point, Jenny Beth, you know, the media, the mainstream media, the purveyors of fake news, other constituents, other citizens didn't get the message. It's all been lost in all this rhetoric. And the message was Main Street America, everyday Americans using their common sense, as Justice Kavanaugh's mother would admonish everyone, use your common sense. That which is reasonable is reasonable. That's which isn't. And the American people use their common sense and said, look, we're better than this. And we don't want the same old, same old. We don't want 1.5% economic growth. We think it's time to have a businessman, a true CEO in this office. I mean, all things considered, Jenny Beth, when you think about somebody becoming president, it's not like you can go to Harvard or you go to some special school to become president. I mean, this is really, when you think about it, it is probably the single biggest OJT job that anybody could have. And I'm talking about on the job training. I mean, you've got to really have your wits about you and have your skill set together. And clearly the skill set of a true CEO really has met the needs of the American people and what this country has been ailing from. As you said, look at the unemployment rates, and I mean, across all sectors. I hate this hyphenation and the divide and the tribalism because it plays into the hands of Democrats. But again, we have to remember, as you and I have discussed before, above all and first of all, we are Americans. And what we're choosing here is the difference between a party that says the people are responsible, And the foundational principles of the U.S. Constitution, which called for we the people, that is the Republican Party. On the Democratic side, there's no we the people. You're not responsible. You're not smart enough to figure this out for yourself. You don't have the common sense. You need the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's to direct your life. So we the people gets replaced by we the government. That's really what's a choice here when you go to pull the lever, is it not, Jenny Beth?
You are exactly right. And Bill, I want to, this is something that one of our supporters or activists told me back in August, and it's or the end of July, and it's stuck with me. they said that they don't want the left, the media, the establishment, Republicans, all of the people who are so against President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to destroy President Trump because they don't like President Trump. They want to destroy President Trump because they want to destroy the very idea of President Trump, the idea that you don't have to go through all the hurdles that a normal president might have to go through, and that you could actually run a business or do something else with your life and then step up and become president to serve your country. That shatters a myth mm-hmm. that they want to perpetuate. And I think that's one reason why the attacks against President Trump have been so vicious.
Mm-hmm.
I like this economic growth that we're experiencing.
I do too. How can you hate it?
I don't want it to stop, and I don't want everything to get so messed up that all we're dealing with for the next 2 years is a divided Congress where nothing gets done at all and really bad deals get made. We've already had lots of bad deals in our life. It's time for good deals. We've had some good deals in the last 2 years. We need more of those good deals. And we're either going to have a divided Congress, we're going to have a Democrat-controlled Congress or a Republican-controlled Congress. With Republicans, we get more of this economic growth. We get more of the ability to take care of ourselves and more freedom. With the Democrats, we're going to have more government control, and we'll have a lot more investigations. Everything will slow down. And they will do everything they can to impeach President Trump and also Justice Kavanaugh.
Well, I hate to put it in these terms because it's almost the opposite coin of what Hillary Clinton said when she said, look, if you want things to be civil, then essentially you got to put Democrats back in office again. And I would say that if you want the incivility, you know, to continue, and it will be on steroids because they're going to feel so empowered that, you know, the voters really have rejected, you know, Donald Trump's success and wins and, you know, all the positive things that have been happening. And they're going to feel greatly empowered to put a stick in the spokes of this robust economy.
That is exactly right. And it won't be good for America. It won't be good for Americans. Please, everyone, go vote and keep this economy flourishing.
Well, amen to that, Jenny Beth Martin. Where can they go for more information to get activated and get plugged in to be a part of the solution and not part of the problem?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. As always, Jenny Beth, appreciate you giving us the time and the insight that is so needed for this time that we're living here. Appreciate it. Thank you.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
AutoZone.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are
are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Way like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 14 before the top of the hour. James Robbins is back, author of Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. James, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on to talk about this, you know, the fake news narrative that's coming out. I mean, you know, this is what the mainstream media is most upset about, you know, is that they're just used to, you know, spewing out, you know, their very fast and loose narrative. And in the past, presidents, you know, have kind of just taken, especially George W. Bush, he seemed to just take it on the chin and, you know, kind of be their whipping boy. This is not the case with Donald Trump. I mean, he calls them out for what it is, and I appreciate that to a large degree. I got to tell you, James, because I think that the mainstream media is underserving us by, you know, driving a narrative that is of self-interest. It really is not doing what your book calls about in Erasing America, in documenting history. I mean, you imagine if you know, if the real true information of the history of this time is gone and all we hear and read about, you know, 100 years from now is what the fake news has put out, we're going to look like a bunch of knuckleheads.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, it's hard enough to try to preserve the past of hundreds of years ago or, you know, try to sustain a positive image of those days when there's so many people in academia and the media telling us that the founders were evil and, you know, all this stuff. But you're absolutely right. When you look at today, well, what are people going to look back on and see? What information sources will they have about right now.
They're going to say, how could you be so wrong this long? I mean, how can something that is so evil be sustained for hundreds of years if it was so inept? And just like I say, so wrong. How could that be possible?
Yeah, it's a hard problem to deal with, because everything in our culture right now is pushing in the opposite direction.
Right.
The education system, particularly universities, the mainstream media, the TV, movies, things we get out of Hollywood, all of that, it's all pushing that narrative. And when you look objectively at a situation with high economic growth, more jobs than people looking for jobs, the president pushing back against unfair trade agreements, making peace in the Koreas, and, you know, the other list of things. And yet we have 90% negative news coverage, 95% negative coverage. I mean, if nothing else illustrates the toxicity of the narrative, it's that.
Well, again, and the thing is, you wrote about here in linking Trump to anti-Semitism is factually incorrect, morally wrong, in your article in USA Today. That is exactly the case, and what we're faced with here is that, and of course the president is pushing back. And one of the things I got to tell you, James, that I'm surprised it hasn't even come up is that, you know, speaking of academia and what's being promulgated there is this BDS movement, against Israel, which is very anti-Semitic, but you know they don't want to talk about that. I don't think I've read one article about what's happening on the college campuses and this BDS movement, this anti-Semitic movement that has been has been heating up over the last decade.
Yeah, the BDS movement, people in Democratic Party, Democratic leaders who are anti-Israel, and let's not forget that when they booed God in 2012 at the Democratic National Convention, the other thing that was on the list, the things that they were booing, was not just God, it was also moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem.
Exactly.
So here we have Donald Trump. A president, you know, previous presidents who made that promise but never did anything about it. They just, you know, it was just a lie. Here's Donald Trump. He made the promise. He did it. He has, you know, his daughter is Jewish, his son-in-law, his grandchildren. He's had a history of giving to Jewish charities. He's gotten awards from Jewish charities. How can this man be cast as some kind of anti-Semite?
Exactly.
It makes absolutely no sense. But on the other side, as you note, there's a plethora of examples of anti-Israel, kind of anti-Jewish sentiment on campuses. But that's where the real enemy is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing was amazing over the weekend. Ben Shapiro writes about this, that, the narrative drumbeat suggesting President Trump was somehow responsible for the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. And the media, you know, even went so far as to say Jewish leaders in Pittsburgh telling Trump he's not welcome. Well, who are those Jewish leaders? I mean, it is an interest group, an activist interest group, that Ben reports on, called Ben the Ark. Well, who is Ben the Ark? Well, Ben the Ark is an activist group that is funded by George Soros' son. And so they're given a voice, and of course echoed by the mainstream media. You know, the Washington Post writes, he's not welcome here. Thousands support Pittsburgh Jewish leaders calling on Trump to denounce white nationalism. The Hill, progressive Jewish leaders tell Trump he's not welcome in Pittsburgh until he denounces white nationalism. Newsweek says, Jewish group says Donald Trump not welcome in Pittsburgh until he's ready to fully denounce white nationalism. I mean, this is like the smear rap that Nancy Pelosi talked about. You just put an agent out there, some catalyst out there, the mainstream media, you talk about dog whistles, they jump all over this because it fits their narrative of Donald Trump. And then, of course, the rabbi there at the Tree of Life, Jeffrey Myers, really slapped him in the face when he said, the President of the United States is always welcome. I'm a citizen. He's my president. He is certainly welcome. This is the rabbi of the Tree of Life Synagogue. So all to your point that this is in contrast to what the mainstream media is trying to purport about Donald Trump. It just doesn't make sense whatsoever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the rabbi, the only Jewish leader who really matters in this equation, I mean, you know, the guy who witnessed his congregants being mowed down, he showed a lot of class, he showed a lot of drive for unity and American spirit in saying what any leader should say, which is, yes, let the president come and help heal.
Yes.
And now, you may have seen the headline this morning, he's getting death threats from left-wing activists who are upset that he wanted to be a real American and show unity and invite the president in. Mm-hmm. So the rabbi who was, I mean, think about it. He just was in a slaughter in his own synagogue, and now he's getting death threats.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, see, this is the kind of rhetoric that all builds up. You see, the left gets it to a degree, but they can't connect the dots when it comes to their own responsibility. I mean, they see that the rhetoric and the words matter and that it all leads to a temperament and an idea. I mean, we've known this. We've known this as kids. It starts with your thoughts, and thoughts lead to action. Actions lead to habits. Habits lead to a destiny. And next thing you know, you find yourself mailing bombs because you're just so upset, or you're like Madonna dreaming about blowing up the White House. What does all that mean?
Well, exactly. We have a complete self-unawareness on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Don Lemon saying we have to stop, you know, dividing people by race, and the problem is white men. Well, dude, just like 2 seconds ago, you said we have to stop it, and now you're casting blame on a whole race and gender. Like, they don't really, they're really unaware of their own hypocrisy, this sort of willingness to do the very things that they condemn. And until they kind of wake up to that, then there won't be any progress.
Well, common sense seems to be a short commodity, but that's only if you perceive it from the left. It's actually more prevalent than people want to give notice to. And Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, they came out 2 years ago and said, look it, can you hear me now? And they still can't hear Main Street America. They want to take away the tax breaks. They want to take away a robust economy that they've been experiencing the last 2 years and exchange it for eight more, you know, for years of, they just miss Barack Obama's policies and Barack Obama's economy so much they just can't wait to get it back. Really?
Oh, it's sad. And I'll tell you, if mainstream America doesn't get out to vote here at the election coming up, we're going to be right back in a problem because it will be endless subpoenas, endless investigations, in Washington. I mean, nothing will get done for 2 years. It will be 2 years of prepping whoever they put up in 2020, maybe even Hillary Clinton, to be the president. And it's just going to be a 2-year preparation for that with no governance whatsoever. So folks got to get out and vote.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, speaking of which, made it really clear. You know, she wants to be president. Well, she wants to do all the hard work again to go through it. And, of course, she probably shot herself in the foot with her statement in, you know, her comparative between Eric Holder and, let me see, who was he? Who was he? Oh, Eric Holder and Spartacus, Cory Booker.
Yeah, Cory Booker.
Yeah, she may have shot herself out of the field at this point. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, if she's breathing, she's running. That's Hillary.
Well, yeah, in much the same way when people ask, how do I know when a politician is lying? Billy Graham said, only when they're moving their lips. So we'll see how that goes. James, as always, great to have you with us. Congratulations on the book, Erasing America. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the...